This is English USA on VOA. Now, lesson 48.
В эфире 48-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Тема сегодняшнего урока – описание предметов одежды, которые мы хотим купить. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Coat.
Пальто.
Ice cream.
Мороженое.
Size.
Размер.
Sweater.
Свитер.
Different.
Разный.
Dress shoes.
Нарядные туфли.
Heavy.
Тяжелый.
Purple.
Фиолетовый.
Plum.
Сливовый.
Raincoat.
Плащ. Дождевик.
To happen to.
Случаться.
For example, what happened to your raincoat?
Например, что случилось с вашим плащом?
To leave. Left.
Оставлять, оставил. Уходить, ушел.
Dance.
Танец.
Size 11 and a half.
Размер 11 с половиной.
Half an hour.
Полчаса. Мартин Лернер покупает одежду в торговом центре. Сын Мартина, Алан, покупает туфли и рубашку. Мартин покупает плащ. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing?
Waiting for your mother and Sue.
When are they coming?
At 2:00.
You're early. Come with me.
Where?
I want to buy a pair of shoes.
Where are we going?
Right here.
What kind of shoes do you want?
I need dress shoes.
I like these shoes. Do you like this kind?
No, they're for old men.
May I help you?
I want to look at some shoes.
What color?
Black.
Do young men wear black shoes?
Sometimes.
What kind of shoes do you want? Casual shoes?
I want dress shoes, but a little casual.
He doesn't want old men's shoes.
I see. Do you like these? We have them in brown and black.
They're okay.
Let's try them for size. What size do you wear?
Size 11.
Your foot looks bigger than size 11. I'm going to bring a pair of 11 and a half, too. Please sit down.
Do you like these?
They look too casual.
Let's try these.
Okay.
How do they feel?
They're too small. Do you have a bigger size?
Yes, I brought a pair. Try these.
That's good. It feels good. It's just right. What size is that?
Size 12.
Size 12? Let's try something else.
Tell me what you like.
I want black shoes. I want a dress shoe to wear at night.
A little casual.
Yes, a little casual. But I don't want a heavy shoe.
This one?
No, it's too big. It looks big.
Size 12 is a big shoe.
I know, but this one looks big.
You want dress shoes that are black, a little casual, but not big and heavy.
Yes, that's right.
Do you like this shoe?
It's green.
I have black ones.
Okay, let me try that one.
Определительные слова, употребляющиеся с предметами одежды, включают также размеры. Послушайте некоторые предложения.
I want black shoes. I want dress shoes. I want size 11 shoes. I don't want size 12 shoes. I don't want heavy shoes. I don't want big shoes.
Давайте потренируемся. Слушайте и повторяйте вслед за Томом и Барбарой во время пауз.
I want casual shoes. I want casual shoes.
What size shoes do you want? What size shoes do you want?
I want size 12 shoes. I want size 12 shoes.
And I want dress shoes. And I want dress shoes.
What size shoes do you want? What size shoes do you want?
I want size 7 shoes. I want size 7 shoes.
I don't want narrow shoes. I don't want narrow shoes.
And I don't want big shoes. And I don't want big shoes.
And what are you looking for? And what are you looking for?
I am looking for a raincoat. I am looking for a raincoat.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина.
What color of shoes do you want?
Говорите, I want black shoes.
What kind of shoes do you want?
Отвечайте живее, I want dress shoes.
What size shoes do you want?
I want size 8 shoes.
А теперь дайте отрицательные ответы на вопросы Мартина.
Do you want casual shoes?
Говорите, no, I don't, или I don't want casual shoes.
Do you want heavy shoes?
No, I don't.
Let's go buy a shirt.
It's too late. I'm meeting your mother and Sue in a few minutes. You buy a shirt.
Okay. See you in a few minutes.
May I help you?
I'm looking for a shirt.
What kind of shirt? A sports shirt or a dress shirt?
A casual shirt.
You're very tall. What size do you wear?
I wear a large size.
Look at these. Do you like these colors?
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире наша программа «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Со мной в студии наши сотрудники Барбара Марков и Том Гилфедер. Во второй части урока мы продолжим описание предметов одежды. Вы научитесь описывать одежду, которую хотите купить. Мартин Лернер и члены его семьи покупают одежду в торговом центре. Мартин возвращается в магазин мужской одежды.
Here you are.
Hello, Daddy. Look at my new sweater.
That's very nice. I like purple.
It's not purple. It's...
What is it, Mama?
It's called plum. Where's Alan?
He's in that men's store. He bought some shoes and now he's buying a shirt.
He's going to a dance on Saturday night.
Oh, I see.
Here he comes. Hi, Alan. What did you buy?
Some shoes and a shirt.
What kind of shoes?
Black shoes.
For the dance?
Yes.
What do they look like?
You can see them at home.
They're not for old men.
Pardon?
Dad liked those black shoes that old men wear.
What size are the shoes?
Size 12. The last time I bought size 11.
What are we going to do now?
Martin, did you buy a raincoat?
No, I forgot.
Let's buy one now.
What happened to your raincoat?
He left it on the train.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to buy a coat.
We don't have to buy a coat. Let's get some ice cream.
That's a good idea. Sue, you go with Alan. I'm going with your father. We're going to buy a raincoat. Meet us in half an hour.
Where?
Here.
Can't we have ice cream?
Okay, we can have ice cream. Wait there for us.
Bye.
Hello, may I help you?
I'm looking for a raincoat.
What kind of coat? A long coat or a short coat?
A long coat.
All of our coats are over here.
Oh, this is a nice one. Do you like dark blue, Martin?
Blue coats are new this year. It's very interesting.
It's different.
What does that mean?
I don't think I like it. Let's look at something else.
What size?
Size 42 or 44.
Try this one for size.
I like that one, too.
It's too large. What size is that?
It's size 44. Let's try a smaller size.
Описывая одежду, Мы говорим о материале, из которого она сделана, о цвете и размере. Обратите внимание на то, что в разных странах размеры обозначаются по-разному. В Соединенных Штатах размеры часто обозначаются словами small – маленький, medium – среднего размера, large – большой. В то же время размеры могут обозначаться цифрами. Например, size 10 – десятый размер, size 12 – двенадцатый размер и так далее. Запомните, американские размеры одежды и обуви отличаются от европейских. Размер – это один из способов описания одежды. Послушайте.
What size are the shoes?
Size 12. Last time I bought size 11.
What color are the shoes?
Black.
What size coat?
42 or 44.
Long or short?
Long.
Давайте потренируемся. Слушайте и повторяйте вслед за Томом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Do you want to buy a short or a long coat? Do you want to buy a short or a long coat?
I want to buy a short coat. I want to buy a short coat.
What size coat do you want? What size coat do you want?
I'm looking for size 12. I'm looking for size 12.
What color coat do you want? What color coat do you want?
I'm looking for a blue coat. I'm looking for a blue coat.
Опишите, пожалуйста, некоторые предметы одежды, о которых спрашивает Мартин. Вы можете ответить целым предложением или одним словом.
Do you like short or long raincoats?
Отвечайте живее. I like long raincoats.
What color shoes do you want?
Говорите black или brown.
What kind of shirts do you like?
White или blue.
Did you buy a coat? Let's see.
I like it, Dad. Is it my size?
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Тамом. Существительное. Пальто.
Coat. Coat.
Размер.
Size. Size.
Свитер.
Sweater. Sweater.
Мороженое.
Ice cream. Ice cream.
Танец.
Dance. Dance.
Плащ. Непромокаемое пальто. Дождевик.
Raincoat. Raincoat.
Прилагательные. Разные.
Different. Different.
Нарядный.
Dress.
Тяжелый.
Heavy. Heavy.
Фиолетовый. Лиловый.
Purple. Purple.
Сливовый.
Plum. Plum.
Глаголы. Случаться.
To happen to. To happen to.
Оставлять. Оставил. Уходить. Ушел.
To leave. Left. Leave. Left.
Другие выражения. 11.5.
Eleven and a half. Eleven and a half.
Речь идет о размере. Полчаса.
Half an hour. Half an hour.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 48-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы поговорим об одежде и продуктах, которые нам необходимо купить.